KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County, and safer non-motorized transportation all over the place as well. We got a full house today. So, Emily, I'm going to let you introduce all of our guests, because we got a pretty full house today.
Yeah, well, this is great. We have Charles Rockland, the city engineer for the city of Eureka, and Jeff Schwein from Green Dot Transportation Solutions. And we're here today to talk about an upcoming meeting about the City of Eureka South Entry Project Study, which is looking at improvements to the 101 corridor as you enter the City of Eureka from the south. So thank you, Charles and Jeff, for being on the show this morning.
You're welcome. Nice to be here.
Thank you, Emily. Yeah, yeah. You're welcome, and it's a pleasure to be on. It's an opportunity for us to again notify the public that we have this workshop coming up tomorrow evening. And if I may, I'd like to just go back a little bit, just a little bit of background on this project for the listeners out there. You know, this is an old idea that's currently being re-energized. The South Entry area was first looked at back in the mid-90s. And people might remember that there was a whole beautification concept thrown out in the mid-1996, looking at all the entire 101 corridor through the city of Eureka, starting from the south all the way to the north. And the south entry was an element of that. So it got looked at a preliminary stage, but then was eliminated from the ultimate project due to a lack of funding. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, now 19 years later, we're taking a very focused look at the South Entry, and basically giving it a fresh look and getting new fresh input from the public, and that's where we are. That's where we're meeting tomorrow night.
And so, just to be clear, when we're talking about the South Entry, we're talking about if you're heading from the south into Eureka, like starting around like Herrick Avenue.
Correct.
Is that where
we're
talking about?
That's where it starts. We're starting there at the Herrick Avenue overpass, and we're looking at some amenities, adding some amenities right there at that overpass area, and then all the way to the light at the Pearson Building Center. That's the study area.
Okay. So I know we do have this workshop. What kind of things are being bantied about? What are we looking at?
Well, Jeff, maybe I'll let Jeff speak to that. Cliff?
Oh, sure. So there's a couple things. The first one is safety. We're trying to let the traveler know that they're entering a commercial area or a populated area, and they might see bikers or pedestrians or slower vehicles or turning movements of vehicles. So we're really looking at calming the traffic in this section for folks entering. And so we have a number of concepts to do that. Some of the concepts include center median islands, narrowed travel lanes, and all of them include some improvements to the sidewalk, pedestrian facilities, and bike lanes. So those
Excellent.
Are kind of the main safety improvements. We also have improvements that are going to be aesthetic in nature and to help the traveler, whether that's a local resident or somebody from out of town who's just visiting, to recognize that, hey, you know what, I'm entering a really neat area here, the city of Eureka. So we're looking at some landscaping improvements and what we call hardscape, which are sort of entry-type monuments that that express a theme of the area, the city. And so we have some concepts for those to present tomorrow night at our meeting. And of course, along with both of these, the state and federal government are really fostering the energy behind, with their funding resources, behind the reduction in greenhouse gas emissions and improving active transportation. So a lot of the improvements that we're recommending here will encourage pedestrian and bicycle activity. We're probably going to include some transit improvements for the two stops that are within our corridor area.
I think it's an excellent idea, actually. Slowing things down a little bit as you get into Eureka. I've seen several accidents there where things change. As a matter of fact, that's exactly where I was hit when I was bike commuting. That transition between Highway 101 and Eureka.
Oh no!
Yeah,
great.
So,
I remember that. Yes. I remember that, Cliff.
Yeah, that was pretty scary. I was lucky to have survived that one. But, hopefully we can avoid some of these in the future with some improvements.
And there really are a lot of great examples of other towns in the area that have implemented kind of similar gateway or like entry projects. I'm thinking of Willow Creek and how, a lot smaller community, but, cars used to race through on 299, and really all of the improvements that took many, many years, but that included landscaping and medians and signage and a lot more complete facilities for pedestrians really make it an inviting place to stop, for the traveler. So I think really promoting a lot of those what may seem like just aesthetic improvements really can help with really defining the character of the community as travelers are coming through and really be a part of economic development.
Fantastic. So when and exactly what time and where is this workshop?
Well, the workshop is tomorrow night, Cliff. It starts at 5:30. It's at the Warfinger Building. Everybody knows where the Warfinger Building, I think, is down on the waterfront.
Right, near the small boat basin there.
Mm-hmm. Correct, yep. It's scheduled from 5:30 to 7:30, but if people want to stay longer, we'll be there longer. Jeff and this team from Green Dot will be in town, and of course city people will be there. I'll be there, and we're going to have a lot of boards and presentation of concepts for people to look at and comment on. And it is the first of two public meetings, community meetings. We're going to have a second community meeting either late in April or early in May. That hasn't been scheduled yet, but this is the first of two meetings. So it's a chance for people to bring their thoughts and ideas and comments in, and for us to get them incorporated into our planning process.
So at this meeting, are people going to be able to see like drawings of certain ideas, basically?
Yes, that's correct. We will have sort of the technical drawings, which will show where the potentially new sidewalks and lanes and center median islands. So those technical drawings will be there, and there'll be alternatives for folks to say, hey, I like this one. I want some of the amenities from this one incorporated into the other one. And it'll be interactive, so we'll have big Sharpies and dots so people can make comments directly on our design drawings. And then we'll also have the aesthetic gateway drawings, which will show sort of the artistic concept of what we're proposing right around the Herrick Avenue interchange, which is more of a gateway monument that says, welcome to Eureka, you are here now once you go under this underpass.
Got it. And now I'm just curious, why just the south entry? What about the north?
Well, it's a matter of quantity. We wanted to focus on one area. What happened last time, Cliff, about 19 years ago, was that there was so much, the project was so large that it couldn't all be funded. So the north entry is still on the books. We're going to be mm-hmm. looking at the north entry, but we thought we'd tackle the south entry first.
Okay.
And the other thing that's impacting the north entry is that there are some changes being planned right now at the Department of Transportation that could affect that area. So we want to get those changes implemented first if they are going to implement a project that's on 4th Street coming in. And that could affect what happens at the north entry. So we're kind of waiting a little bit in the wings on that one. But if we're successful in getting south entry implemented, we'd like to move right into north after that.
Great. So we're taking a look at various different designs. Is this already funded? Is it a done deal, or is it if it has a lot of approval, we're going to go for funding? Where do we stand?
Well, right now we're in what we call a programming stage. What we have to do is do this planning study to identify a project, and then we use that document that will be created by the consulting team to go out and seek funding. So we'll be getting into a programming for funding following this planning study right now. You know, we have this study funded, of course, but we don't have anything beyond that. So, but I think there are some very viable sources of funds out there. And Jeff and his team have a lot of experience with looking for funding sources, and so there will be some treatment of likely potential funding sources in the written document that comes out of this study.
And so to clarify, too, there's two components to the project that's moving right now. One of them is this conceptual, nailing down the conceptual design of what we intend to build or design. The other component of this project is called a project study report, and it's a technical document that that is reviewed by Caltrans and used by Caltrans. And that once that document is done, which will be by June this year, then we're in a good position to seek funding from state, federal resources that pose this for this, that can fund this type of a project.
Okay, excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, I think improved safety is always something I think all of us are very much in favor of. And I think some kind of an entry statement probably would be a good thing. I mean, after all, Eureka is the county seat, biggest city in all of Humboldt County, so why not?
Absolutely. And frankly, Cliff, if I may comment on
Please.
That, it's really that this project has, we believe, regional significance. And because when people have a favorable impression driving into our general area, I think, you know, what we're trying to do is encourage people to spend more time here. And that's one of the goals, secondary goals, if you will, and to enhance economic results. And so it could be that people say, hey, this is an interesting place, and then discover Arcata, they discover the Humboldt Bay, they discover the trail system that we'll ultimately have all around the bay and outlying parts. So it's not just Eureka, it's also the overall Humboldt Bay community, I think, that could benefit from this.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to see how this goes. I'd like us to get a follow-up and see what how we fare after this meeting.
Well, hopefully you come to the meeting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. And again, that is at 5:30 at the Warfinger Building in Eureka.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. All right, Emily, are there other things to look at this morning?
No, but one thing to look forward for next week is we're going to be speaking with Shasta Living Streets folks from over in Redding, and so we'll have a lot to talk about from over the hill in Redding and what we can learn from what's going on over there with active transportation.
Fantastic. All righty. Jeff, Charles, thank you both for joining us this morning. Really appreciate that.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Cliff.
Absolutely. Emily, as always, thanks for pulling this together.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. And this conversation, as all conversations on Happy Trails, you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.